Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy Labor Day weekend to all of you. And if any of you have Japanese bamboo growing on your property, very easy to identify right now, has a thick stem, kind of a hollow cane, and it's in full bloom. It has white flower clusters that look like a broom that point up. They don't cascade. The flower heads themselves look like a broom, and they're upright growing. Now, this is the best time of the year and the only time of the year that the weed killers are going to be effective. What happens in the fall on Japanese bamboo is that all the energy that is normally stored in the roots has been sent above ground to create the flowers. If you don't put a weed killer on it, the flowers will be pollinated with the wind and with the insects. They will make seeds, and the area of your Japanese bamboo will double in size next year. Now, you can use extended control Roundup, a product called Cleanup, or a third product called Kills All. So Kills All, Cleanup, or Extended Control Cleanup. Spray the plant today. Wait a week. Do it a second time. And that will kill 90% or more of the bamboo on your property. Don't cut it down, but spray the foliage and do it twice a week apart. It will also sterilize the seed so that the seeds that do fall to the ground will not germinate. Poison ivy, poison oak, you've got to get that killed now. Because as your days get shorter and as your temperatures get cooler, what happens is the plant knows that the season is changing. And instead of growing, is sending the energy in the foliage down into the roots for storage, and your weed killers will not be effective if the plant is not green. Okay, so if you want to kill poison ivy, poison oak, and Japanese bamboo, you've got to do it now to be effective. And believe me, the best time of the year to do it is during the month of September when your bamboo is in bloom. Spray the foliage, really give it a good soaking, come back a week later, and a very high percentage will not come back up next year. In the fall, when the plants have all turned brown, then you can cut it down to the ground. But in the meantime, let that weed killer work its way down to the root where it will kill it. Okay? George, who's up next?
That would be Paul calling from Cape Cod. He's got a question about fig plants.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I think we got a mix-up. This is Paul from Windham, New Hampshire.
Hey, Paul from Windham, New Hampshire. How can we help you out today?
First, I want to say my wife and I really enjoyed meeting you over at Lake Street when you were down for the visit.
Thank you.
Yeah, what we've got, my wife plants the tomatoes on the front deck and got a nice crop, but she went out to pick them the other day and they're full of worms.
There's worms on the foliage or in the
tomatoes,
fruit?
In the tomato itself.
On top of the plant.
Yeah, yeah. The worms had already bored down into the tomato, and they were ruined. And they're still ripening up. Some of them are still green and all. But this is the first year we've ever had on the deck ever had worms in our tomatoes. I couldn't understand it.
Yeah, what you have is a very common insect called a tomato horn worm. And if you look at that worm, on the back side, there's a little horn sticking above its butt. And they love tomatoes. They will also eat green peppers. And a couple things that you can do, if you only have a couple of plants, just pick them off, put them in some soapy water, and dispose of them. If you have many plants and you have a lot of these tomato hornworms, you can use a product called Spinosad or Captain Jack. And this is a biological caterpillar type killer. And you spray it on your tomato plant. The caterpillars will take a couple of bites, they get it in their belly, and they fall to the ground, they die, and that's the end of them. But it's an all-natural. And with the Spinosad, or Captain Jack, you can use it to control the Colorado potato beetle. And this time of the year, you're probably noticing in your neighborhood tents, these silken tents of caterpillars on your trees. Those are called webworm. They're not tent caterpillars. Tent caterpillar is in the spring. This is a webworm caterpillar. And the difference is the tent caterpillar in the spring leaves the tent and travels on the entire tree, eating foliage every place. The fall webworm makes the tent and stays in it. And if you look at the tent carefully, you're going to see at the bottom of it little pieces of foliage and the droppings of the caterpillar. Best thing to do, take a stick, break up the nest, or your garden hose, break up the nest. The nest is like a tent. It protects them from the weather. And if the caterpillars are exposed to rain, they have no protection. They'll get a fungus and they'll die. So break up the tent. Don't cut the branch off. Break up the tent with a stick or the pressure from your hose, and then spray the Captain Jack or Spinosad, and that will take care of it. Captain Jack can also be used if you're growing broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, and you're finding little holes in the foliage. It's called a cabbage looper. And the Captain Jack will take care of that also. But in your case, either pick them, throw them to the ground and step on them. That's what I enjoy doing. Or just pick them, put them in a container or soapy water, and then dig a hole and bury them, and that will stop the problem. If you don't, they'll eat the terminal growth, the tips of your branches, and then eventually eat the green tomatoes taking bites out of it, hollowing it out, and then you've wasted a tomato. And they're very, very active right now. But Captain Jack will solve the problem. Thank you. George, who's up next?
That would be Jeff calling us from Cape Cod. He's got a question about northern hibiscus.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a couple of northern hibiscus. One is white and one is red. And I want to give my neighbor a cutting of the root. A couple of questions. When's the time to do it? And will it diminish my amount of stalks and flowers? Because they've been in the ground now for 3 years, and I don't seem to see more stalks coming up. So will I be cutting back on my stalks by giving my neighbor half of my root ball thing there?
Okay. We're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on, and I will tell you about the northern hibiscus, which is called Rose Mallow. It's my favorite perennial flower, and it's something that you will enjoy. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because this generic kills all. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per
month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about one of my favorite flowers called rose mallow, and it's a perennial hibiscus. And if you want something spectacular that's blooming right now, has been blooming for, a good couple of weeks anyways, and will continue for another 2 to 3 weeks or longer, it's called a rose mallow, and it's a plant that will grow up to be 6 feet tall or more. It produces a blossom, and they do tend to get a little bit smaller during the season, but when they first form on the plant, the hibiscus-shaped flower, which is funnel-shaped, if you took your hand and you spread your fingers as wide as you can and you put it up against the bloom, the flower is larger than the spread of your hand. It's like a dinner plate. And it comes in shades of red, pink, white, and then there's white with a pink or a red eye, and other combinations. But these are wonderful perennials for a sunny location, and they are absolutely spectacular. I have in the front of my house a red and a pink. Along the fence in front of my house, I have two red, two pink, two white, and in the side garden, two pink and two white with a red eye. Now, you cannot transplant at this time of the year because it's in full bloom. So what you need to do is wait until the spring. Now, in the fall, after we've had a good hard frost, the plant will die to the ground. So what you do is you take a pair of loppers or good, strong hand pruners, and you cut the plant to within 3 or 4 inches to the ground. Leave it there. In late March, early April, early to mid-April, depending on where you live and what the season is like, then you can take a shovel and put it right through the middle of the plant, dividing it, making two plants to give your neighbor a piece. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of garden centers that sell them. I've also seen them at some of the box stores. And if you can feed this plant on a regular basis, if you can fertilize it in the spring, and again, when it comes into bloom with a granular fertilizer, something like Plant Tone or Flower Tone, it will get bigger. Now, the clumps in front of my house were in a 4-inch plastic pot when I put them in my garden about 10 years ago. Right now, the plants themselves, 6 feet tall and about 7 feet wide. The ones along the fence have been in 2 years. They were in a 1-quart pot with 3 little stems on it. They now have 7 to 9 stems, and they're a good 3 feet tall and getting bigger by the day. So before you divide yours, look around. Check the box stores. Check your local nursery. They probably have them in stock. And you could buy her own plant and find some new colors. They're wonderful. They're spectacular. And if you think a big ball of blue hydrangea is beautiful, you should see the bloom on the rose mallow. It's massive. And each bloom will last a couple of days. As I said, it blooms for about 4 to 6 weeks. Keep it wet. Keep it fed. The more you feed it, the taller it's going to get and the more blossoms. But rose mallow, don't divide until the spring while the plant is dormant. Better still, go to your garden center and buy a plant right now. They're magnificent.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitaflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. This time of the year, I know a lot of you have had a problem with Japanese beetles munching on your plants, whether it's shrubs or trees or vegetables, annuals, perennials. If you're beginning to see dead spots in your lawn, if you're beginning to see a lot of birds on your lawn and they're making holes, or hopefully not, raccoons or skunks digging in your lawn. And when they dig, they don't just dig a little hole, they dig a big hole. They can rip out an entire area of your lawn 10 foot in diameter overnight. But if you're beginning to see signs of grubs in your lawn, it's too late in the year to put down products like Grub-X. The reason is the season is coming to an end. And Grub-X, or season-long, made by Bayer, is designed to last the whole year. And with the days getting shorter and its soil cooling down, it's not going to be effective. So, if you have a grub now problem in your yard, you need to use a different insecticide. And you need to use a product that contains Dilox. It's spelled D-Y-L-O-X. Now, Dilox is a 24-hour grub killer. So you apply it to your lawn, you water it in thoroughly, a good hour on your sprinkler to change the powder to a liquid. It will work its way down into the ground. When the ground warms up, with the heat of the day, the liquid will change into a gas, and the gas will kill the grubs in your lawn. It will also kill sod webworm. It will kill ticks that are in your lawn and all kinds of other common insects like crickets and grasshoppers that can create a problem. So, if you've got grubs, it's too late for Grub-X. You need to use Dilox. It kills within a 24 to 48 hour period, and it kills everything in the soil. Very effective. Will not hurt earthworms, but insects, goodbye. Okay? So just be aware of it. It's too late to use Grub-X. You need to use Dilox. And it's made by several companies. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
That would be Pam calling us from Bangor, Maine. She's got a question about poinsettias.
Pam, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My
First
pleasure.
Of all, I just wanted to thank you for some great advice that you gave me on my clematis back last spring. Cut it back, and it grew more beautiful than it's ever been. So thank you for that. This spring, I planted my Christmas poinsettia in my garden, and it's done great all summer, but I want to bring it back in, and I'm not sure what to do.
Okay. What you need to do, step one, is you need to dig up the plant now and put it in a good-sized pot, depending on the size of your plant. Give it a good application of water with a liquid food and keep it in a shaded area of your property for a couple of days to let it acclimate to the digging of the garden and being put into a container, okay? And you want to keep it outside for 2 more weeks to let it adapt to the change from the garden to your pot. In 2 weeks, bring it inside your home, put it in front of a sunny window, so that it will become acclimated to the house, because now you've got walls and a ceiling, so your light is going to be less than what it was outside. Okay? And it's important that anybody that has houseplants, they begin to bring them inside the house now while the windows are still open, and before the furnace kicks in to dry out the atmosphere. So a plant comes in gradually. Outside, you're getting morning dew, plenty of light. You bring it in the house, your light comes in from the window, there's no more morning dew, but the heat from the furnace still isn't on. Okay? Then, another month from now, the furnace will start to run, the windows get closed, and the plant adapts slowly. Otherwise, if you wait till the very last minute and bring it in, then you're going to get a lot of leaf drop on your plant. So all of your houseplants should come in. Now, before they come in, step one, in your case, dig the plant, get as much of a root, good-sized pot, feed it with a liquid food, let it acclimate, and then I want you to spray any plant that's coming in with either pure spray green oil or all-season oil. Okay, both of those products will suffocate any insects and the eggs on the plant so that when you bring them in, you don't run the risk of contaminating everything else in your house. So treat them with an oil. And believe me, it will keep your house insect-free. Turn the plant upside down or lay it on its side and spray the underside of the foliage. Turn it straight up, spray the top of the foliage and all of the branches, all the nooks and crannies. Get that oil in there. And it coats the eggs, covers the insect itself with oil, and it cannot breathe. And it really does a good job. Then bring it in. Now, the only exceptions of plants that need to come in. Christmas cactus has to stay outside. Azaleas need to stay outside a little bit longer because it's just too warm and you want your plant to make the flower buds. Also, if you have any florist azaleas, they should stay outside also. So what I do is this. I put my cactus, my gardenia, on the back deck or my front porch where they'll get great growing conditions. And then, if they're calling for a frost, I bring them in at night. And then put them back out during the day. I try to keep them outside until October. And it does make a big, big difference in the amount of buds that the plant will make and also the flowering time. If you bring in your Christmas cactus now, what's going to happen is it will be in bloom before Thanksgiving. If you can delay it, then it will come into bloom closer to Christmas itself. And your gardenias and your azaleas, the same thing. So keep them cool and outdoors as long as possible, and then bring them in a little bit later off in the season for the best results. Okay, and it does make a difference. Now, your poinsettia, starting October 1st, you're going to need to make the poinsettia think that the days are shorter than normal. And what you do is this. At supper time, you can either put it into a room where the lights are going to stay off all night. You can put it in your basement, inside a closet, or cover the plant, if it's large, with a black plastic bag. And that will block all of the light in your house on the plant. Because what you need to do is you need to change the plant into thinking that the days are short so it can go from vegetative growth to flowering growth. And that happens with the shortening of the length of the day. Very, very important. So, lots of sun. At supper time, cover the plant totally. And at breakfast, uncover it. Keep it in a sunny window. And it will flower for you for the Christmas holidays. Feed it on a monthly basis. And then you'll be in wonderful shape for a great show of color. But if you leave your poinsettia in a room where the lights stay on from, let's say, your TV set, it will think that the days are long and it will not revert from flowering growth, from a foliage growth, to flowering growth. So you need to fool that plant. What the florists do is starting October 1st at 5 o'clock, they cover the greenhouse. They have a black cloth that they pull over all of the benches to create darkness. And, for example, if you took your poinsettia, put it in an unused bedroom, and there's a street light that comes into the window, it will not flower because the street light is telling the plant that there's still light coming in, and it will continue to grow foliage and not change over to vegetative, from vegetative to blooming, and change the hormones of the plant. So keep it fed, keep it watered, and you'll be in great shape. If we can help you, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We're here to help you.
The Rescue College of Insect Knowledge is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Gang Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. I want to tell you about a product that you may like. If you have a basement that smells kind of musty, there's a company from Massachusetts called Linwood Laboratories, and they have developed a product called Shoe Mold, S-H-O-O-M-O-L-D. And you can take the shoe mold and spray the walls, the floor in your basement. Or if you have a camp and it's all closed up, or a camper and it's got that kind of a moldy smell to it, you can even spray the curtains, the furniture, the carpet, and the walls with it. It's available at your local hardware store, Ace, True Value. And this is a good company. It's a company, the owner was a vet. And nearby farm had a lot of flies. And the flies kept coming in to the animal hospital. And he developed a product called Screen and Surface Spray. And if any of you have a screened-in porch and the no-seams come in, you know, little tiny bugs, you spray the screens with this product and they will not come into your screen porch. He has a product called Harry Carey that will kill Japanese beetles on contact, a hornet and wasp spray, and Linwood Labs is responsible for the hornet and wasp spray that shoots up to 20 feet in the air. They developed that process to put in the propellant that would go that far. So go to Ace, go to True Value, and look at this shoe mold. And you can check out their website, linwoodlabs.com, or go to my website, paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and you can read all about the company, how they got started, and the different products that they have But I'll tell you, if you've got a damp basement and it smells musty, this product is good. Okay, George, who's up next?
That would be Priscilla in New Hampshire, and she's got a question about a trumpet vine.
Hey, Priscilla, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I enjoy your show so much. I've been listening for a year.
Thank you.
Have had wonderful advice from you, but find it hard to find some of the products in New Hampshire. I don't have a computer, so I have to go to the library. First question is about a trumpet vine. I have one that's tough as nails. I've brought it in the house for a winter, and it's lost all its leaves and then put it out, and it's blooming like, it's not blooming, but it's got leaves like crazy. And I would like to plant it next to the house so it would sort of grow up the wall of wood wall. And okay. I'm wondering if it will be destructive to the foundation or if it's not a good idea. And the second question about that is if I put it around a tree, near a tree, will it climb the tree?
Okay. Now, this is the hardy trumpet vine, right? Not the tropical. Okay. The hardy trumpet vine will grow best in a sunny location. And it will grow on a chain link fence. It will grow on a stockade fence. And it will grow on the side of your house. It's not like some vines where it goes underneath the shingles and will pop it. It will grow on the side of the house, and it clings to it with what they call an air root. So it will attach itself to the house. Now, the only problem that I can foresee is if you decide you want to paint the house. Because if you want to paint the house, you've got this vine attached to it. And when you pull it off the house to paint it, and then reattach it to the house, that could be a problem if it's large. So what I would do is I would get a trellis, attach the trellis to the house, and then the trumpet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.